I'm back. Welcome to another episode of the Blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique, and you are listening to our podcast, the Blog Music Art Culture. That's right. If you have not already subscribed, please feel free to do so. How do you do it? Well, head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and search the Blog Music Art Culture. You can subscribe, you can listen to past and previous episodes, most recent episodes, and you can also follow us on social media as well. That's right, head over to our Instagram page at Music Art Culture, and don't forget about our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. So much to talk about today. If you've been watching the news, maybe you're a little bit familiar with some of the things we'll discuss, or maybe you are not. But these are definitely things we thought we ought to talk about on today's show. So from government and economics, we talk how Trump urges Americans not to buy from Americans. Isn't that interesting? Well, we'll explain it more if you keep listening. You'll start to have a better understanding of the circumstances on why. And interesting news in education, Missy Elliott, Alex Lacamoire, and Justin Timberlake get honorary degrees from a very prestigious music school. Yes. And they are not alone, as we'll share some of the others who have come out of that school as well, receiving honorary degrees in about every culture pop genre you could imagine. More news on that. Keep listening. And what else do we have? Well, a very interesting and taboo topic that a lot of people like to stray away from, but not this music artist. No, Halsey, she gets right into it and finds herself in a storm of controversy on social media. And what is it about? Well, a hashtag that she launched in support of sex workers. That's right. Yes, support sex workers was the hashtag, and it is definitely creating a lot of conversation because, according to her, there are both sides of the conversation that need to be acknowledged because, well, we'll get into that a little later. I want you to keep listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. Feel free to follow, share, like, tweet our posts on our social media pages, and be sure to also subscribe to the podcast. I'm your host, Dominique, and I'll be right back. So it's me, your host, Dominique, with the Blog Music Art Culture. And as you know, I'm not the political type, but we do talk a little bit of government and economics from time to time because we all have to stay informed, right?
Right.
So today's story, how Trump trumps Trump. So we're back. Yes, it's me, your host, Dominique, for the Blog Music Art Culture. And what are we going to talk about? Well, a little on government and economics. Now, we are not the political platform, but we do like to talk about current events that are going on socially, culturally, and how to scale, what's going to affect the public and the people. What's happening today? Well, how Trump trumps Trump. That's right, the president-elect has some scratching... Oh my goodness, has some scratching their heads when it was reported that he is urging American consumers not to buy American. Now, that is laughable for many reasons, however, some consider it valid, and this is how he came to that conclusion. This is to avoid paying tariffs on goods manufactured in China, even if those products are from American companies. Now, do you agree or don't you agree? Hashtag Trump trumps Trump. Do you agree or do you not agree? Very interesting. There are a lot of U.S. companies that are actually manufacturing overseas, not to mention in China, by the way. They include apparel brands, electronics, large companies like GE, some of the more well-known companies, as I mentioned, Apple, Black & Decker, Honda, Bed Bath & Beyond. The list goes on and on. But this is significant for all American consumers, especially farmers that rely on equipment from companies like John Deere, Ford, and Caterpillar to power and maintain their farms. A little tidbit, if you pay attention a little bit to the news and a little bit to what goes on in politics and CNN, what happened, if we all kind of scratch our heads and recall and think back, well, there were a lot of things that had to do with making America great again, and people were throwing around taking care of the farmers. In this case, with this proposal, it kind of almost makes it a little sketchy for them. Why do I say sketchy? Well, they run the risk of falling into more debt. Last year, the farmers were promised a $12 billion bailout. Now, that's a lot of money. That's more money than I've ever seen in my life. I don't think I've ever seen $1 million, let alone $12 billion. And that was a bailout. So imagine how much that may increase. And or let's just rewind and go back to the reason why they needed a bailout in the first place. How much more debt are they going to fall into, right? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. We all have to wait and see if the amount will increase in spite of the tariffs against Chinese manufactured goods and products, but it's being reported by Think Progress that several companies are considering manufacturing deals in Vietnam. Now, there are also some concerns. Some state that the quality might not be up to par, you know, maybe not be the same level as it currently is in China. However, a lot of people are considering it because the deal is a little better. Something to consider when it comes to the products you buy, because it will affect us all. Some directly, some indirectly. But be advised on how the cost may be rolling over to the consumer. Something to stay aware of. Follow us on our social media at Music Art Culture for our Twitter page, and head over to Twitter is at MACEF Public Arts. Again, Twitter at MACEF Public Arts, and our Instagram page at Music Art Culture. Make sure you join in the conversation. Be sure to like the posts and stay connected. We'll be right back with more news on education and music. Yeah, music education, but not in the way that you think, or maybe, I don't know. Imagine your favorite artists. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about them in a moment. Be right back. All right, cool things happening in education. Can we say Berklee School of Music? Who is familiar with this university other than me? I know my listeners are. Berklee College of Music, to be exact. I stand corrected. The Berklee College of Music. Yes. Well, what about it? I'll tell you. They say it's never too late to go back to school, and for many, that statement continues to hold its weight. Cool news. What is it? Well, Berklee College of Music announced its newest alumni members. That's right, Justin Timberlake, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, and Alex Lacamoire are among a long list of top-notch musicians who have been honored by the esteemed university. Others included Duke Ellington, Aretha Franklin, Dizzy Gillespie, Quincy Jones, B.B. King, Smokey Robinson, Loretta Lynn, Annie Lennox, Carole King, Willie Nelson, Alison Krauss, A.R. Rahman, Rita Moreno, Lionel Richie, Julio Iglesias, Mavis Staples, George Clinton, Roseanne Cash, Neil Rogers, and Esperanza Spalding. Yes, the company is fierce, darling. And the Berklee College of Music has awarded honorary doctors. And the Berklee College of Music has awarded honorary doctorates since 1971. it is official. They have been added to the alumni list. So definitely, if you are trying to get into that program, I can tell you one thing. Don't underestimate the talent coming into the admin, okay? Yes, admissions can be fierce when the competition is top-notch. But I tell you one thing. If you get in, that means that you have the opportunity to graduate with a degree and in good hands. Why? Because it holds its weight. Definitely, 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 it holds its weight across every music genre. Something to keep in mind, there are many paths to success, but school, it's never overrated. You get to choose when you go back. Keep listening to the blog Music Art Culture. We've got more to talk about. Facebook increases wages, along with many other companies. Ride-sharing stock shares fall for one of the Uber giants. Get it? Uber. And we've got a few more things to mention after these messages. Keep listening. Stay tuned to the blog Music Art Culture with your host, Dominique. If you don't know, now you know. Other news in education that is noteworthy: billionaire pledges to pay off Morehouse graduates' loan debt. Keep listening, because we got more on that story. I wish it was me, but guess what? The class of Morehouse is definitely lucky, because it was them. And we're going to talk more about that right now.
About to cross this stage. This morning, I owed over $100,000 in student loans. And now I'm debt free.
We're going to put a little fuel in your bus. My family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
He's committing up to $40 million. Smith is quietly one of the richest men in America, a venture capitalist and captain of industry worth more than $5 billion.
That is right. You heard it correct. The story that is heard around the globe and is getting a lot of credit for the power of paving it forward. Yes, that clip, well heard, well said, and filled with a lot of joy, because people had no idea that the billionaire was going to not only speak at the Morehouse University for the graduates' commencement ceremony, but also agree to pay off their student loan debt. The best graduation gift ever. No one had a clue until he made the announcement. Where is Morehouse located? Well, it is a historically known Black college in the south of Atlanta, Georgia, but also well-diverse as well. Many professionals come out of that university, and I'll tell you one thing, those of that graduating class are very excited to be starting off with a degree and being debt-free. So, when it comes to considering a university, always consider the alumni, because you never know, they may come back and decide to do more than just talk. In this case, he put his money where his mouth was, and that was on the campus. Congratulations to the graduates of Morehouse College, and congratulations for the spirit of paving it forward. In other music news, Dutch royal family praised Duncan Lawrence after 2019 Eurovision win. All right, if you haven't heard, Duncan Lawrence wins the 64th annual Eurovision Song Contest held at Tel Aviv Fairgrounds on May 17th. Yep, the Dutch royal family and prime minister are leading an unusual outpouring of praise for the 25-year-old singer who brought the Netherlands its first victory in the Eurovision Song Contest since the 70s, which is a really big deal, mind you. Why? Because around 200 million people around the world are believed to have watched the annual contest, which debuted in the wake of World War II. Yeah, fun facts. The Netherlands King and Queen have said, quote, "We are proud of Duncan Lawrence, who conquered Europe with musical class," end quote. His victory means the Netherlands will host next year's edition, and Well, the Prime Minister, Mark, talked to Lawrence to congratulate him and hailed in a tweet his quote-unquote sublime and powerful performance has moved the nation. For more on this story, head over to our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts, and we'll also be sure to post it on our social media page as well that we have for Instagram at Music Art Culture. Keep listening. All right, so in music news, we make it back to Halsey. Yes, what is that about? Well, she is definitely making a name for herself beyond music. And why? For her recent social media rants. Well, they weren't really rants. I think they were very orchestrated and planned out. However, people are definitely talking and it is stirring up a lot of controversy. Now, one of the things that she said, and this is a quote, "I notice every day that the conversation surrounding feminism is both bigger but more nuanced than ever with social media as a platform. I try and I hope you try to be mindful of cultural and regional differences that complicate the conversation." Well, this New Jersey artist has definitely complicated a few things for herself with this statement and a few others, which basically pose the question that we should hashtag support sex workers. And don't blame me for the hashtag. No, thank Halsey for that one. Yes, she took to Instagram on her story last night and said that she does support sex workers. Plenty of people were outraged and did not know how to feel. Her comments, well, there's a larger conversation that needs to take place. All women who are sex workers are not quote-unquote poor women, and both sides are looking for safe conditions. Some people choose that line of work, which is what the artist is basically suggesting, and although at some level that might be a true statement, it is definitely one that has people questioning what her thought process is and what is going on. Now, the object and conversation of the Me Too movement, feminism, what it represents, freedom of individual behaviors and choices. When you throw it all on the table, people have a right to their own opinions. However, some people are not rolling with the pop star on this one. I'll let you be the judge of it. She took to Twitter defending herself in a series of wild back-to-back tweets. And one of them, I'll end it on a positive note. "I always, as the artist says in her own words, according to her tweet, I always try to listen and educate myself, but I hope you keep the same energy with all your other favorite artists who have been to a strip club before, and you're not just attacking me because I said I support the women involved." Interesting conversation, as I said before. Now, I don't think that the women who are at the strip club are really have anything to do with this comment that she made, but it is definitely one that she used in order to defend her position that is definitely causing many people to wonder how the artist views prostitution. I will let you ponder on that one by yourselves. In the meantime, keep listening. I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. I'll let you decide what you think. I'll go ahead and post some of these thoughts on our social media page as well. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Music Art Culture. Yes, how do you do that on Twitter? Make sure you follow at MACEF Public Arts, at MACEF Public Arts. And again, you can find us on Instagram at Music Art Culture. Keep the conversation going, and we will do the same. Thank you for listening. Till next time.